That's right, so I'm just number two is our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day, today being the 27th of September. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 1066, William the Conqueror and his army set sail from the mouth of the Somme River, beginning the Norman conquest of England. William believed he had a claim to the English throne due to his familial relationship with the childless Anglo-Saxon King Edward the Confessor. Wiping out most of his main rivals, William was crowned as English King in 1066, with the conquest having considerable impacts on English society going forward. The Siege of Vienna began when Suleiman I of the Ottoman Empire attacked the city. Pope Urban VII died 13 days after being chosen as the Pope on September 27th in 1590, making his the shortest reign as Pope in history. 1777, Lancaster, Pennsylvania became the capital of the United States for one day after Congress evacuated Philadelphia during the American Revolution. Probably the most exciting thing ever to happen to Lancaster. Today it's best known for its huge number of public CCTV cameras, sort of like the system they have in London. The world's first public railway to use steam locomotives, the Stockton and Darlington Railway, was ceremonially opened on today's date in 1825. 1928, the Republic of China was recognized by the United States on September 27th. Maud Bonney, the first woman to fly solo from Australia to England, also became the first woman to circumnavigate Australia by air on today's date in 1932. 1942, it was the last day of Mantaukao action on Guadalcanal as US Marines barely escaped being surrounded by Japanese forces. The Castle Mission, on today's date in 1944, aiming to destroy the factories in the German city of Kassel, which built armoured vehicles such as the Tiger and Panther tanks, resulted in the largest loss by a USAAF group on any mission in World War II. 1956, British nuclear tests at Maralinga in South Australia, 800 k's northwest of Adelaide, began with Operation Buffalo. Four nuclear devices, codenamed One Tree, Marku, Kite and Breakaway, were exploded from towers on the ground and one dropped from an aeroplane. Troops were ordered to run, walk and crawl across areas contaminated by the Buffalo tests in the days immediately following the detonations, basically used as human guinea pigs as part of radioactivity tests. 2008, astronaut Zhai Xingang became the first Chinese person to perform a spacewalk on September 27th. And finally in 2014, Mount Ontake in Japan erupted, killing 63 people, the first fatal volcanic eruption in Japan since 1991, and the deadliest volcanic eruption in Japan since Toroshima killed an estimated 150 people in 1902. Famous birthdays for us as well this morning. American founding father Samuel Adams, born 1722. Mark Marone, comedian and Sam on Netflix Glow, 56. And Gwyneth Paltrow is 47 this morning. And got some famous birthdays. Randy Bachman of The Guess Who is 76. Carrie Brownstein, Sleater Kinney and White Flag, 45. Little Wayne, 37. Skater Girl Avril Lavigne, 35. Aussie DJ Alice in Wonderland, 33. Austin Carlisle of Mouse and Men, 32. And Mitski is 29. But going in on this one this morning. We'll be right back. This track going out to Marvin Lee Day, aka Meatloaf. 72 this morning, one of the best-selling music artists of all time with worldwide sales of more than 80 million records. I've got a lot of love for the Loaf, I will admit, growing up with some of his music. An iconic rock and roll performer, one of the all-time greats. Really tough to pick a favourite, so I've gone with something a little bit different. Good girls go to heaven, but bad girls go everywhere. Meatloaf, taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.